It's Coast to Coast AM. Connie Willis here. You can catch me on my show and half price because it's a membership show as long as you're a Coast fan. So go over there to bluerocktalk.tv. Research with me. Investigate live virtually at bluerocktalk.tv. But if you go all the way up to the very top of the page, you're going to see where it says, hey, if you're a Coast fan, you get half off. Yay! Kind of a Kermit the Frog type thing happening. So that's what you want to do to get it half price, and boom, you'll join me. If you want to wait about a day or two, I'm going to have a new platform. So you might want to do that too. Just saying. Anyway, what a great night we have. We have got people uniting together, which is great. I know that within the Bigfoot world, in the field and the genre of the Sasquatch, there are people that fight. In fact, me even saying Bigfoot people can get really irritated about it. They do. It's the B word. And then other people, there's other names. Some people believe Sasquatch are the sweetest, kindest love. They represent love. And that's it. They represent love. And other people say the complete opposite. Some camps say, oh, woo-woo, which is a hate. Who came up with that? Who came up? Put them out there in the woods and let them fend for themselves. but we have the groups of people that some believe there is mind speak. There is to where there's cloaking and all these other things that happen. And then the other half says, no, that's not true at all. It doesn't happen. That's crazy. You're nuts. So we have kill and no kill. So we have within the group itself, the genre as well, arguments and fights within. And then even when you go in a little closer to that, you know, you're still going to have them. Maybe that's a human thing. I don't know. But tonight, I feel like we're all together and we're just ganging up on you there, Justin. Sorry, it's just your night. That's the way it is. But we're talking with Oklahoma State Rep Justin Humphrey, and he is the one that is wanting to file, that has filed legislation that would establish a Bigfoot hunting season, allowing the Oklahoma Wildlife Conservation Division to create some rules establishing the dates and the seasons and everything like that. So, okay. So, Justin, I'm sorry I was hearing you kind of cutting in there a little bit. You had said, I guess the plan of attack is there's also like a day of celebration and the festivities for this money to go to as well, besides the roads. What do you see that festival being like?
They've had a festival and that's kind of what started my thoughts on this. And again, I didn't go down and check with anybody at the festival, but, they've already had, if my memory serves me right, about 5,000 in attendance to the festival. So it's not a little thing. They've got people coming from all over, in fact, I think international, to come. And again, you know, they just have a big festival about Bigfoot, a lot of education. There's Bigfoot, you know, things that they sell, you know, promotional things. But again, it's really about the real true believer. I mean, the people you go down there and talk to, this is not taken lightly. If you go down there and start talking smack about Bigfoot, you're probably going to get run off. And so, you know, I mean, they're serious about Bigfoot down there. So the festival, while it is large, I don't think that it's, one of these to make fun of or anything like that. So, when you're talking about educating about that, I think those people would be very open to that. I think there's a lot of true believers. So that was kind of what started my thoughts on this, because I saw how many people are coming to that. That's an area that we have, very remote, one of the most remote in our districts, one of the most remote in the state, and we get 5,000 people to that. So Bigfoot has been a thing for you know, all my life. It's something people believe. It's something people talk about. And that was my goal, is to get people to come to our district and to, you know, have an adventure to look for Bigfoot. And again, one of the things that I talked to, you were talking about relationship with Bigfoot, but what I've talked to most people and got is the relationships that they build, kind of like what you're talking about. Hey, we've got all of these followers. We've got all these people that you know, you were talking about a while ago, hey, I met this person, and we developed a relationship. So when I talk to the people who are in the Sasquatch community, Bigfoot community, I've never heard the other one. What'd you call it, Yo-Yo or Yo-Ho?
Keep going. That's funny. I want to clip that.
Yeah, you don't want me to go with that. There ain't no telling what I say. But anyways, the people I've talked to have talked about that they do it as a family and that it's brought their family together, you know, that they wouldn't have spent the time as a family going out camping and getting out in the woods, that they've met other people. Some of them have become, I mean, like soulmates, best friends, you know. So again, you know, there's just a lot going on here, you know.
So how do you see it once you, okay, let's say everything works out, you get the money, however you get it, whether it's through a bill or through tourism, however you get the money, let's say you get the money, then what, besides the roads, what do you plan to do with the money in terms of the Bigfoot part, the Sasquatch part?
Well, the question is how big would this be? So again, it would have to be huge to fund all the roads that I want to fund. So, you know, I've got parks all over. We have the most lakes. I think I'm one of the guys that have the most lakes in their district. We've got roads all around those. We've got roads that haven't even been put in, or they're dirt roads that I'd like to see paved. And we're talking miles and miles of roads. So it would take a lot of money to just get done in our district what we want to do, let alone talk about statewide. And so
saying, okay, we want to put a bounty out and we want people to go out there and trap one, bring one in live to get that bounty. Are you talking there's going to be a certain week we're going to try to do that, or a month is going to be set aside, or annually a day, and then there's festivities too? Or what were you thinking there?
Well, when we originally started talking, we talked about a season, and a season can be, you know, we have deer seasons that last from September all the way through December. What we've talked about is just opening it up to year long, making it really not. And we started with the season when I started with season of mine, and I had a certain time frame in mind. And now what we're discussing is, do we even want to put a limit on that? Do we want to put it year long? And so that's the kind of stuff that you have to work out, you know, as you start getting calls, as you start getting other people putting in their input. And you always got to remember, one of the legislative processes are that you have lots of people and there has to be negotiation. So again, right now, I would probably say, we're looking at just making it a year long, that we're going to put some criteria. We're going to put, hey, this is what you would have to meet to be eligible for the 2.1 bounty. And so you're going to have to agree to these terms, which is, again, not kill. But we're going to have to talk about how to trap and put the language in that. And then you're going to have to agree to these things. And then also I'm trying to get to the people who are putting up the money to agree to pay for evidence. So instead of having to capture him, maybe just verifiable evidence. And then again, you have to clarify what's verifiable and what's the conditions of that. So I've got them agreeing to that. So, you know, there's a lot of things that we're trying to do just that would make people want to come out and have that kind of adventure. You know,
so if somebody's in, so let's say somebody's in the state of Kansas and they want to come to Oklahoma because they've heard this, what would they do in order to be a part of that? What they say, hey, we're coming down for a week, we're going for that bounty. Can they go anywhere in the state? And how does that work?
Yes. Here's what I'm wanting to do. What I'm talking to our tourism people about is that I am saying, let's keep the licenses reasonable. Let's not make them $500. A bear, for instance, a bear tag costs you, I think, $500 or something. I'm saying let's keep the license at like $25. Let's not have it for out of state or in state. Let's just have a $25 license, a $25 or $50 tag, whatever. And I've got people who really aren't even wanting to come and actually involve in a hunt. They just want the license just for the memorabilia or, you know, just for the nostalgia. And I've got people want me to sign it. I mean, from out of state, I couldn't believe. But anyways, we could sell those. But if you wanted to be a part of that, you'd buy the license and the tag. You would have to meet our criteria. And then, boom, if you did capture, then you would be eligible for the $2.1 million.
Does that – so if I – so is the money get raised from people buying the license and the tag? Or yeah. If, let's just say, the very first week somebody goes in, let's just say that happened, and they had incredible evidence or something for you to where you guys would go, that fits our criteria, you get the $2.1 million. Would you have that, or does that come from everybody buying the stuff?
No, we already have it. We have businesses that have agreed to put that money up, so we're already going to sign they're going to have to sign letters of intent showing all that is ready. And so, again, they're going to put that up. We're going to offer that. And like I say, the money we raise is going 100% into the state tourism, and then we're going to put it into roads or what. Again, tourism could say, well, Justin, we want to put 10% into this, 5% into this, and then you get 70% or whatever, 80% into roads, you know. So I have to negotiate with tourism, to get this done. And at any place, tourism could say, well, Oklahoma's got too much liability in this. We can't agree to how much you want.
Yeah, the political part stinks always. We've all seen that. It's just 4 years and more, right?
So again,
the wheels come off the bus,
you know what I mean?
Right. No. So let's just say it stops at 2.1 million and let's just say I just want to stay with one number for a second here. So sure. Even though it's growing, but that means so if I go and I get this great evidence and I show you immediately, the 2.1 million is there for me. However, you also still got money somewhere else coming in. That's for the roads. You don't take anything out of the roads out of that 2.1 million, right?
No.
Okay. So
it's
totally for the bounty. Okay. So let me ask this. These people that are willing to put in for the bounty, would they be willing to put in when they've had some sort of discussions or meetings with real people that know real information that they are not, that these people have no clue to about what this really does mean and how it totally does really affect things terribly in the world of the research that so many of us have put in time for, and that we have so much information to give and to share, that people would just go, wow, and it would blow their mind. But if you go in and do the things you're talking about doing, and I know you're here to learn about all this kind of stuff, but would those people be willing to go, wait a minute, maybe this has awakened us. I want to continue to keep my money in, but you know what? Let's do it for the protection. Let's do it for the study. Let's get these researchers in here and protect them to where trespassers don't come in and bug them and try to shoot them. I mean, would they be open to that? Would you be open to that? If you had real conversations with real researchers that gave you real information enough to know that you all would go, wow, this is pretty cool. We don't want to screw this up.
Here's the thing. One, I don't think we'll screw it up, but and we could have a good conversation on that. But the thing about it is, one group would not be interested in that. Hollywood group might entertain that, but they're actually going to be the smallest contributor.
Oh, you're getting them from out of state even. You're getting money from out of state even.
Yeah. Connie, when we're talking about money
and the one group that
on this, the money that we're raising as a state, because what I'm looking at is tags, license, you know, to be eligible for the bounty. Then I've talked to them about maybe doing some Oklahoma tags that go on your car and maybe decals. So doing a couple of things. And then what I'm wanting to do with those is I want to consign those to all the stores in Oklahoma, novelty shops, whatever, that would like to do that. And then basically they would purchase from us, or you could purchase direct from the state. And basically then that novelty shop or whatever could sell those direct to the public, and they could. So I'm trying to help our businesses around the state as well. And basically then that money comes into the state, and that's what we would put this road fund in. But at the same time, would our state people be open to saying, hey, let's take 5% of that, 2%, whatever, and do educational stuff? And again, you think, well, 5% or 2% may not be much. If it's the, I mean, if this thing does well, yes, that's a lot of money. And so could it be used to educate? Could be, you know, I mean, you know what I'm saying? There's all kinds of ways this money could be used as we negotiate, you know, what's going to be done with the money.
So you had said, hey, there's somebody that is wanting to give money, but they would not turn it around. They want the bounty. Who would that company be? Who would that group of people be?
I would rather not mention the company, but again,
you think that they'll tell their name at one point? Because I mean, we just want to know, you know, if they're willing to put enough money out there to where they're like, no, we want a bounty only. I just hope that they're willing to say who they are. So maybe,
at the end of the day, I think what they're doing is that it promotes their businesses. So it helps their business for people to come in. So they have a more tourism type business. And so if we increase tourism, which is what, you know, what this is all about. So if we increase people who come to Oklahoma, and here's what I believe, do I think the majority of people who come to Oklahoma are going to have an encounter with Bigfoot? I do not. Do I believe Bigfoot could they? Yes. Do I believe Bigfoot could exist? Absolutely. I'm very open to that. But is the majority of people going to put out the effort to go into the woods where he would actually be found? No. Are the majority of people just going to come here and want to be, you know, have some cool either boat ride or some tour out there? That's what I think they will do. I think they will have a cool adventure. I think they will see some of the most pretty, beautiful country they've ever seen, meet some of the nicest folks they've ever met. And I think they'll take a piece of paper back home that says Bigfoot license and frame it. And that's what they're going to have for their Bigfoot adventure. And they're going to get to talk about coming to Oklahoma.
Oklahoma State Representative Justin Huffery is who we're talking to right now. He's the one that's filed the legislation to establish a Bigfoot hunting season. Connie Willis here along with you. It is a beautiful state, but you know what? People need money. Whether COVID is happening or not, but it's made it worse for others. People need money. They will do something that they think is just outrageous. And I don't know. We'll see. It's Coast to Coast AM. Connie Willis here. We are talking with Oklahoma State Rep. Justin Huffery, who has filed legislation, a bill, and hopes to fund state roads in Oklahoma. And there's a bounty on Bigfoot. It's up to $2.1 million. If it's going that fast, because he and I just talked not too long ago, and it was $1.1 million. So now it's already up to 2.1. Who knows what it can be by the time he starts putting the language together, which he's going to be doing next week. I just wanted to, we're getting lots of emails and Twitters, thanks, tweets off Twitter. Sorry, I'm one of those. I try to use it as much as I can. So some of the emails that we're getting, and thank you so much, you guys, for just, they really are pouring in. This is nice. So David Moreland wrote, what if someone in a Bigfoot suit is killed by one of these hunters? Is there a liability? Things to think about. Michael Lindgren wrote, It is going to be hard to catch a creature that can shift dimensions and read your thoughts. you may end up being the hunted. It's Mike in Oregon. Kat writes, now I know I made the right decision to leave Oklahoma. Delilah writes, this just sounds dumb from the get-go. Leave poor creatures be. This is a sad attention grab. And there's many, many more. I'll try to read through some more along the way as we discuss. And we will be, of course, allowing all you guys to come in and talk too. In fact, right now, you know what? We're going to got a couple sound clips from some people that will not be able to make it in. They will be sleeping. You're going to know some of these people, and you're going to know these people that are going to come in too. So, Justin, I know you're there with me. I'm going to pull up a clip here so you can hear it as well. Let's see here. It's going to be, let's see. So if you all know Mel Scahan, I know I probably tore up his last name. I love Mel to death. He's a great researcher as well. We're going to have him on at one point here talking too. But he got a couple clips for us. One is from the man, Bob Gimlin, and one is from a Native American, and that is Lone Wolf. So I want to play those here real quick because they're not going to be on here. And I think that will be interesting to hear. So I want to say, let's see, a longtime researcher who has spent many days out there looking to prove the existence to himself. He has seen them and collected many stories on the Yakima Reservation and host of one of very few tribally owned media that talks regularly about Bigfoot. Okay, great. Local sightings and other items like UFO. That's they're right there with them, aren't they? Those lights in the sky and those beams are right there with the Sasquatch. Okay, so we're going to hear a small clip that Lone Wolf wanted to get across to you. So let's play that one for you too first there, Justin, okay? You can hear us okay?
You bet. I'm all ears.
Okay.
Prove maybe a bone or something. Old bone.
Well, there's so many different angles to go at that. But, you know, for somebody, I hope this guy can't even get started. Basically, I don't even know him or don't want to know him. But, you know, I mean, he's just trying to start something that so many damn followers will follow, you know. I can't believe that so many people would be so naive to follow somebody like this particular guy.
Well,
and it was all in the same conversation, by the way, that Bob Gimlin was there too. So let's go ahead and we'll play that one too. And Justin, just so you'll also know who this is, are you familiar with who Bob Gimlin is? Does that name ring a bell?
No.
Okay. You know, you've probably seen the Patterson-Gimlin film is what it's called. But you know when you've seen that footage of that Bigfoot that walks across the woods? You ever seen that very famous video, you know, film?
Yeah, I'm sure that's one. I'm pretty certain I know what you're referring to.
Okay. So the guy that got that, his name's Bob Gimlin. When you see the Bigfoot look right at the camera, that's when he's looking right at this guy that's about to talk here. He's still alive. He's a great guy. He is loved by all. And this is what he had to say. Usually he would come in here, but he's sleeping. So here you go.
Bizarre. All it is a money thing. It's just a money thing. And that Oklahoma, Texas, where the Bigfoot are pretty heavily been occupied, it's just over across into Oklahoma out of Texas. I heard about this quite a while back, but I thought, you know, it's all crazy, because anybody that's that nuts to try and do something like that I hope he can't even get his foot in the door, really, because, you know, you and I both know a Bigfoot hunting season is just all we need for more idiots to get out there with a gun and shoot anything that moves, you know. And so I hope it can't even get going. I hope it can't even get started.
So that was just a couple of clips because they wouldn't be able to make it here. But that's kind of, you're going to hear a few more of those things tonight from people live. I know you've already heard that stuff before. And that's where it's kind of my thing is, I'm just wondering if, you know, you're getting this great money in, and it's terrible when there's a whole group of people that have done a lot of work, a lot of research, and enjoyed it, passionate work. Not like it's like heavy lifting. It's like, man, this is mind boggling. It is mind stretching. It is just to where it's words you can't even pull out of your head because it's so beyond our own feelings and thoughts of who we are with our human experience. When you see these beings and when you see these people, you know, they are called people, and they, when you see them, when you hear them, when you have a relationship with them, you give them things, they give you things back. When these things happen, the last thing you want is some human putting up situations like this where somebody's going to come in, hey, I'm going to get $2.1 million. And even if you say, hey, don't kill them and bring them back, I mean, it's not going to help. These people, they don't have the knowledge. They don't have the education at all of even what's going on. They're just looking at the money. So I'm just wondering, one of my things, and everybody else is going to say whatever they want to say. I'm just hoping, I'm really in hopes, Justin, because I know you're open to stuff. I know you are, and I get that. I thank you. It's been great talking with you because I know you have another side of, hey, I'm open to this. So I'm just hoping that we could maybe pull a team together or something like that to where we can be there when you're writing the language and say, oh, no, you guys know. Let me tell you what happens if that happens. And if we even need to take those people that are going to fight for the other side to areas where they can have their own proof and, you know, we can do it. It's not like this is some fairy dust and we just pull something out of the air. This stuff is real. People can be taken to areas and they can also see it. People can go just out in the woods 5 minutes away from their town and they can see these things, these beings, these people, they're real. They're out there. Of course they got to like you. And I know that that's a whole nother thing, but it is true. So, you going to be ready for all these phone calls we're going to start taking?
Here's the thing. I'm absolutely ready. I can take it just about anything. Those two people who just addressed that, one, before I start shutting anybody down and before I start going, I don't even want to meet this guy. Well, how are you going to change anybody's opinion if you're not willing to meet them and talk to them? So one of the things is that I think I'm way more open because I'm willing to come on and take calls from all over the United States. Even if they're angry, I'm not going to take that personally. And I'm going to hear what they're saying, and I'm going to go back and try to adjust that as much as I can. Again, we don't agree on everything. And again, I have a purpose, and I've got a district that I got to represent. We have to find money, and we're working on tourism, and that's one of the things that one of the few things we have. And so that's what I'm, you know, that's what I'm tasked to work on. And so I've done the best that I can for that. So I understand the things that y'all are saying, and I'm very open to that. And I can look at, are there ways that we can meet some of that, some of y'all's concerns, your concerns. But at the same time, I know most people who are just really, really true believers would rather keep the woods all to themselves. But, you know, again, other people would like to enjoy some of that same thing. And other people may be as interested in finding Bigfoot and proving Bigfoot exists. So, again, I think there are a lot of people out there, and that's why I did this, because I do believe there's a lot of people who would like to prove, who would like to see, and that are very interested. So to try to shut all of those out, I disagree with. I think this could be good for you guys as well as the rest of the world. So that's kind of where I'm coming from, and I'm open to take any calls, and I'm open to hear anybody's
Yeah, Justin, I agree with you. I think this can be turned around in a way that it's done the right way, you know, with all this money and right. that you're getting from it and, you know, what you need to do for the state, because believe me, I know I've been in states and it's like, when are they going to fix these roads? You know, I totally get that. It's great that you are even taking care of situations like that. It's the situation. It's kind of like, you know, if there's something that, you know, is happening and somebody else is coming in that doesn't have the knowledge and research behind it of how it really works, you know, at that point you got to stand up and go, hey, ho, 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 especially when it's like this, because you know, people that are into this, I'm one of them, you know, they are real. They have emotions. They have feelings. They are way smarter than us. To me, I thought, you know, they're, y'all will never do that anyway. But the fact to get people in and even think that they can, it's better to be able to say, hey, you guys, you know, they are way more wondrous, alive, and teaching us and where we can learn more about them, maybe through others, that because these things, you know, believe it or not, these people, this life, you know, I even think being called people, that's just not good enough for them. They're amazing. They're amazing. And there's just so much we can learn from them. And we're just now starting to have communications with them. The groups of the people that I know, we're just now getting that conversation to occur back and forth. And you're going to hear some of it tonight, Justin. You're going to hear some of it tonight. And when you get to that point, and something like this can just rip it in half. So I hope that you bringing up all this can have us all talk in a way of, hey, you know what? Let's help out the world here. Let's make this happen. Let's do something good here. We can still, everybody still gives money. Everybody still gets attention. Everybody gets everything that they want, but we get even bigger than we ever could have thought. And that is the knowledge of learning what else is on this planet that is smarter than we are. They are much more intelligent than we are.
Well, Connie, can I add one thing? I would add to your groups, the Mr. Long Wolf and the guy that made the film a while ago, and to the groups you're talking about, to me, we're talking about our groups giving money. What I would turn around and say, guys, this is the perfect opportunity to work with me and come down and set up something in the Honubi area, and that be one of the things. Let's make that a tourist attraction. Let's make that. Y'all go out and guide. You take the people. You become part of our area down here and turn this in. I'm open to that. I would be like, guys, you want to make some education, get your honeys down here, and let's get it on. And I'm all a part of that, you know, because I'm looking at things for people to come to do. And again, I think that would be awesome that if, you know, because we don't have enough for people to come do. So if these groups would go out on walking trails and talk about, hey, this is the habitat, this is what, you know, I'm open to all of that. So that's something that I would be very happy to talk to.
Yeah, and I agree with that. That's the kind of thinking I'm thinking would be so important with this, just like that. Boom. Great. Okay, great. And let me tell you, Oklahoma, man, you got great people there. You've got some incredible Bigfoot researchers there. They know what they're doing. They know what they're looking for. They would be happy to be a part of that. And holy cow, there's some people, man, that would be great for extra money for them too. You know, that would win for them too.
Absolutely.
I mean, they would love that.
Like I say, if we could have a guide, a walk, a hunt, you know, a guided hunt, you could put, you know, there's all kinds of ways to, and an educational center, if they wanted to invest in that. Hey, that's what I'm hoping
all for it.
To bring. It's not,
same here.
It's not, because if we don't bring that, guess what? They're going to show up in the middle of nowhere with nothing to do, and they ain't going to come back, and they're not. So again, I'm already talking to groups. I'm already talking about how to get stuff in there. Now, yes, I would like to put some four-wheeler trails in other places, and you know, I would call it Bigfoot trail or whatever to ride four-wheelers on. I'm trying to get some, we got a group that may do hang gliding, and you know what I'm saying? So if you come in to experience this Bigfoot deal, hey, go hang gliding, go ride a four-wheeler, go rent a Jeep, go down to the distillery, you know. All of that is, that's what we're wanting to be, is not just Bigfoot. We want the whole experience. Go to the restaurant, go to this. But I would be, I would love it if your groups would come in and say, hey, we want to set up, you know, research, or we want to set up something when you come in that we, you know, educate people, talk to people. I think the groups would come in. They're going to be looking. Where do we go to learn about Bigfoot? What do we go to, you know, and especially if they could put a, not necessarily entertainment, but if they could make it interesting and not be like pulling teeth.
Justin, we can make it interesting. It's already interesting. You got it. Great. I already am like little tears. Exactly. I love hearing that, because we can do that. More to come, you guys, and your phone calls as well. Stay with us. Coast to Coast AM, Connie Willis here, talking Bigfoot.